Starcom Network News presents Year in Review 2019. This is the month of March. Friday, March 1st, Bishop of the Anglican Church in Barbados, Michael Maxwell, said there was a gun crisis in the country that needed urgent attention. Bishop Maxwell was speaking at the launch of the school's Positive Behavior Management Program, an initiative of the Minister of Education.
I'm very disappointed that, you know, we find ourselves in this position. But again, it is just a result of the godlessness that has captivated or captured our nation. And I believe that's why in my enthronement sermon, I believe our nation has to turn back to God. That's the only way that we can be redeemed.
The United States announced sanctions on Venezuelan officials who had blocked a humanitarian aid convoy as the opposition leader Juan Guaido toured South America to drum up support for an end to President Nicolas Maduro's government. Monday, March 4th, Barbados Attorney General Dale Marshall told the House of Assembly of a sharp increase in gun violence over the past decade, warning that everyone had to get involved in the fight against crime. He spoke as deliberations resumed in the House on the government's estimates of revenue and expenditure.
The immediate past decade, though, demonstrates that it has gotten entirely out of hand. And in 2009 to 2018, of 260 homicides, 140 involved firearms.
Mr. Marshall also expressed concern about the types of high-powered weapons now in the hands of lawless elements. The Attorney General announced plans to double the number of judges dealing full-time with criminal cases from 2 to 4 to reduce the backlog, and for the Director of Public Prosecutions to review the backlog of 1,000 cases to determine what number of those might need to be discontinued. The opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Athley, called for a more strategic approach to crime by tackling not only the symptoms but the causes, which he believed had a lot to do with the situations in homes, as well as poverty. He repeated a call for the police to be better paid and for more money to be allocated to the fight against crime.
Because the Attorney General and those responsible for administration of justice in Barbados, preservation of law and order in Barbados, must be given the resources. We cannot hold back here, because if we fail in this regard, then all the benefits served to us by our investments in health and education fall prey to a climate in which law and order itself is a victim because of the lack of adequate funding.
Wednesday, March 6th, the U.S. State Department issued a new travel advisory for Barbados. But this country's Attorney General, Dale Marshall, said it was the lowest level advisory and saw no need to be alarmed. The advisory published on the U.S. State Department website told U.S. citizens visiting Barbados not to travel to Crab Hill, St. Lucie, and the Ivy, St. Michael, at any time, and not to travel at night to Nelson Street and Wellington Street in Bridgetown or Maxwell Coast Road, Christchurch. It also warned against attending any night cruises on the Jolly Roger or Buccaneer party cruise vessels. Friday, March 8th, U.S. President Donald Trump's ex-campaign manager Paul Manafort was given a 47-month jail sentence for fraud. He was convicted the previous year of hiding millions of dollars of income earned by his political consultant in Ukraine. The charges stem from an inquiry into alleged Russian election meddling in the 2016 U.S. elections. Wednesday, March 13th, American Airlines flights in and out of Barbados using the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft were canceled after the U.S. joined virtually every other nation in the world in grounding that model of plane following a deadly Ethiopian Airways plane crash. Friday, March 15th, New Zealand was in mourning after 49 people were killed at two mosques in the country's deadliest ever shooting. Monday, March 18th, as a spate of gun violence continued with 3 murders in 3 days, Attorney General Dale Marshall sought to assure the public that everything possible was being done to tackle the problem, but warned that there was no quick or easy fix. Mr. Marshall spoke to Starcom Network News that morning following the previous night's murder of a mother and her son who were gunned down at their home at Rice's in Phillip, and the killing of a 16-year-old male who was shot at Eden Law St. Michael on the previous Friday night.
It will require a lot of diligence It will require a lot of patience, but we are committed to solving this problem of gun violence. We have put measures in place which I am confident will have a significant impact, but Barbadians need to stay the course with us. It will take time, but I'm confident that we will achieve the victory that this country needs.
Tuesday, March 19th, His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall commenced an official visit to Barbados with a wreath-laying ceremony at National Heroes Square. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May wrote the European Union to formally ask for Brexit to be postponed. The UK was due to leave the EU with or without a deal in 10 days. Wednesday, March 20th, Budget Day in Barbados. Bus fares and land tax went up, but income tax had come down for some as Prime Minister Mia Motley delivered her first full budget presentation, a record more than five-hour-long presentation, in which she also outlined a CLECO settlement, a plan to tackle gun violence, indicated the Sandals Beaches project in St. Peter could be cancelled, and freed up foreign currency controls. But perhaps the most keenly debated item was the bus fare hike.
Bus fares will go to $3.50 in Barbados. We recognize that heavy users of the transport system will need to have discounts, and therefore the Transport Board will be announcing shortly the provision of weekly discount packages, monthly discount packages, and transfers. But, Mr. Speaker, what we can't do is to keep the bus fare at $2.
The murder toll in Barbados for the year so far reached 19, with the death of a Christchurch man stabbed to death by a teenage neighbor during a dispute at Gall Hill Christchurch. Thursday, March 21st, that afternoon, the country was left in shock by the brazen murder of a man who was gunned down in the food court of Sheraton Mall in Christchurch in front of stunned customers, store employees, and journalists who were covering a tour of the mall organized by government's disabilities unit for the sight impaired. This was a record 20th murder for the year so far for Barbados.
He was standing next to me, and then I just heard three shots, and everybody, there was a mass scramble. The blind just collapsed on the floor, and everybody ran. The members of the blind community were doing a walkthrough of the mall, trying to get them acclimatized to shopping in an area like that. And I'm sure this was really traumatic for them, more so because they could not see what was going on. They were just hearing the shots.
Meantime, Police Commissioner Tyrone Griffith, speaking with journalists at Parliament Yard, assured the public that the force was doing all it could to deal with the increase in gun violence.
I just want to reassure the public that the police is doing all they can to make sure that they bring this situation under control. We have a plan, and we are sticking to our plan. We know that we'll get the results that we want. Much of these shooting incidents are reprisals.
Shortly after the killing, police took into custody the alleged shooter, 21-year-old Hakeem Stewart, and his alleged getaway driver, 23-year-old Aziza Clark, the 2016 winner of the Cropover Festival Pick of the Crop Calypso Crown. The getaway vehicle was said to be the same car Miss Clark won in the Pick of the Crop competition. Both would later appear in court and be remanded to Dodds Prison. Sunday, March 24th, Ricky Skerritt was voted in as the new president of Cricket West Indies, ending Dave Cameron's six-year reign. The former West Indies team manager comfortably defeated Cameron 8-4 in elections held at the Pegasus Hotel in Jamaica. In the U.S., Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report reportedly said that President Trump's campaign did not conspire with Russia during the 2016 election campaign. The summary of the Special Counsel's report released that day did not draw a conclusion as to whether there was any obstruction of justice either. It stated, "While this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him." The report was the culmination of 2 years of investigation by Mr. Mueller. Monday, March 25th, the House of Assembly passed the Control of Plastics Bill that would allow businesses and individuals to be hit with hefty fines or even imprisonment for violating a ban on single-use plastics such as forks, straws, and supermarket bags. Tuesday, March 26, Attorney-at-Law Lynette Eastmund announced she was stepping aside as leader of the United Progressive Party, UPP. Thursday, March 28, the United Progressive Party had a new chairman, health and wellness consultant and businessman Everton Holligan. Friday, March 29th, British MPs rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's EU withdrawal agreement on the day the UK was due to leave the EU. It meant the UK had missed an EU deadline to delay Brexit to 22nd May and to leave with a deal. Mrs. May had until 12 April to seek a longer extension to the negotiation process to avoid a no-deal Brexit on that date. And so ended the month of March 2019. Year in review, 2019.